What's up, GWA Backstage? This is Swellogy, here to do the Accent Challenge 2.0, suggested by yours truly. I am American, and as most Americans are, they probably have a crush on our neighbors from across the pond. So yes, today I will be attempting a British accent, and it's probably going to be horrible. I realize that there is more than one accent out there, but I'm probably just gonna go for your average run-of-the-mill, like, English. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do know that I want to sound like David Attenborough. It's not gonna be a received pronunciation. all of the lovely British Gone Wild audio backstagers, feel free to roast me in the comments. Tell me if it was okay, if it was painful to listen to, if it made you chuckle a couple times. And that last bit is what I'm definitely aiming for. So, without further ado, let's get started. Number one, how's it going? This is sounding a lot more awkward than I thought. I don't know if I should continue to do commentary in this voice as well. We're gonna go in and out of character here. Okay. Number two. Sherbet. Sherbet? I don't even know what this is in American English. Like, sherbet? I think I say sherbet. I'm not sure what the difference is between sherbet, and sorbet. I think one of them has dairy added into it, and then the other one doesn't. It's like ice and fruit, maybe. I don't know. Number three. I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm doing this. Okay, we're moving on. Number four. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck. I can't even say it in American English. Okay, next. Number five. I've heard this two different ways. The first one is skeletal. And the second one, actually, is skeletal. I don't know if that's a regional difference or whatever, but I've heard it pronounced both ways. Okay. Number six. Okay, no. Number six. Bananas are my favorite fruit. Actually, no, I don't. I just wanted an opportunity to say bananas. bananas. I know. What is my favorite fruit? Oh, okay. Peaches are my favorite fruit. Okay, next. Number seven. Oh, you're right. I couldn't really get used to this phrase. I spent a few weeks in London this past summer, and I kept thinking that people were thinking that there's something wrong with me. Like, I was like, yeah, like, everything's fine, like, whatever, all right. But I understood. I understood eventually. And by the end of it, I was actually asking other people too. But it wasn't in an accent. It was just, are you all right? Are you all right? Are you all right? I don't Okay, next. Number eight. Tomfoolery. Tomfoolery. That's all she wrote. Okay. Number nine. Ardently passionate. No, that wasn't good. Ardent. Ardently passionate. Passionate. I think that was okay. We're just gonna go to number 10. Alright. Number 10. Subcutaneous. I think I decided to include this word because I realized in the medical community, in the States, for subcutaneous, we abbreviate it to sub-Q, whereas I heard it abbreviated more into being subcut in the UK. If someone could correct me on that, I would really appreciate it, but that was just my personal experience. Okay. Number 11. I could eat... if I said chips, people would get different ideas of what they were. I could eat chips all day. And it would... I mean, like, French fried chips or, like, chips. Like, either one. Any form of fried potato is delicious to me. Potato. Tomato. Why is it not potato and tomato? It's potato and tomato. Whatever. Number 12. Macarons. See, I feel like this word is controversial because some people pronounce them macarons in the States and some people pronounce them macaroons. But I'm of the opinion that macaroons is actually a coconut flavored, like a coconut chocolate pastry, whereas a macaron is that fancy one that's made with almond flour and often deflates. Macarons. I don't know. Next. Okay. Number 13. Wild audios. Was that one okay? Wild audios. Okay. Number 14. I'm really more of a horror movie person myself. I think I butchered that. Let me try that again. I'm really more of a horror movie person myself. There were too many R's in there. I set myself up for failure. The really and the more. Really, really. Next. Okay. Number 15. Inferiority complex. Woo. And we're done. Oh man, that was awful. I'm so sorry. I really tried. I'm gonna go watch some more YouTube videos on how to do a more convincing British accent. What I think I realized is when I'm speaking American English, my voice tends to be in a lot lower of a register, whereas if I'm switching languages, like Japanese or Chinese, or what I found out today at my attempt just now at the English accent, is it tends to pitch upwards. I think that's kind of interesting. Definitely not a linguistics major by any means, but I definitely enjoy learning about different cultures, and of course, you know, language is a big part of that. And so that is all that I have for today. Thank you for listening, and please let me know how I did. That's all I got. Thanks so much. Cheers.